Amen. Father, we just thank you for our prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelical visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O God. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, can you open the line so that we may speak in our heavenly language?
I'm going to go to the hospital. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the new day that you have made and allowed us to be able to see it, God. Allowed us to come on this call and lift up our voices to you to say thank you, Father God, for another day. Thank you for our life, our health, our strength, for your mercy and your goodness, your love and your loving kindness, God, for drawing us together in unity in the faith, oh God. Thanking you even, God, for everyone who's listening in on this prayer call this morning, God. God, bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, God. Cover them and protect them. Lead them and guide them, God. Uphold them with your right hand, oh God. We are so thankful and grateful for this new day, God. When some did not see it, oh God. God, just bless us, Lord, and bless us and keep us. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. And for their vision, God, and for allowing us to come together on this platform. God, we remember each and every person whose name is on the prayer list because of illness, oh God. Touch their bodies and strengthen them, God. God, cover them. Cover them, God. And strengthen them with your right hand, oh God. And God, look upon those people who were shot today in school. Oh, God, God, God. Bless your people, God. Cover your people and strengthen them. Protect your children in these schools, oh, Lord. God, when they put you out of the school in terms of prayer, demonic forces walked in and they never left. God, cover your people. Cover your children. Oh, God, cover your teachers, your principals, all of your school administration, God. Cover children all over this country, God. And I also ask you to look upon the poor and how the government is making changes, so many economic changes, God. Well, I ask you to bless your people, protect them, and let them know that you are their provider. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, Lord, I thank you. We thank you. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, I ask that you will be with those who were impacted.
You're speaking on mute, Prophetess. We cannot hear you.
Can you hear
next
me?
Prophet.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you that we're able to come into your presence. We thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you for Archbishop and Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their leadership. We thank you for Pastor Jordan for creating a space for us that we can come together to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for all the prophets that's on the line, and I thank you to and I thank you for strengthening each and every one. I thank you for in advance, Lord, for the miracles that you perform in our lives. I thank you for the open doors that no man can shut. I thank you for new right connections, Father, in relationships and also in business. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the God of all healing, to heal all your people on the prayer list. I thank you, Father God, for the conversations of peace worldwide. Lord, you deserve all the glory and the honor, and I love you. I thank you for the fivefold ministries. May they continue to teach your people the truth of who you are from in your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. Thank you for all the people that are seeking who you are, Lord, and finding you. I thank you, Lord, for marriages and families because you are the originator of it. Bless them, Lord, to remain together as they serve you each day. I thank you for the mothers of the church worldwide. And I thank you for the healing protection of your children and their comings and goings in school. And I thank you for the hedge of protection that you give my son Paul Nesbitt and Meek Mills and all the men in prison. And I thank you for their early release. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. I'm grateful to serve you. I thank you, Father God, for new ideas, debt cancellation. Thank you, Lord, for a fresh wind of peace and love in all households worldwide. Excuse me. I thank you for wealth. And I thank you for having opportunity to build your kingdom. And I give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Oh, Father God, we bless your name, and we thank you for the time of thanksgiving. We thank you, God, for you, God, are awesome in our life. We will rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Be careful for nothing but time, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And your word says that we should let our requests be known unto you, God. We thank you for, we hold up petitions, Father God, that we've been standing in the gap for your people, Father God, the ones in prison, Father God, the ones on the sick list, Father God, the ones who are in need of you to go into the system, Father God, to turn things around, favor with the courtrooms, favor with the judges, Father God, and we decree and declare fairness, Father God, freeness, freedom, Father God, and we cancel out any evil people that choose to try to stand against us, for they are cut down. That spirit is cut down in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everyone connected on this prayer line on this day, Father God. We thank you for the mothers and the fathers, the relationships, the elders, Father God, and our young people, even standing for their mothers, Father God. We break the back of addiction, Father God, and we stand up right, Father God, in that space with our loved ones, our friends, Father God, our families, Father God. We cancel out anything that's not like you that's around us or tries to come nigh us, Father God. We cancel that out, Father God, for we wear your armor, Father God, and we are walking in protection. We are walking in power in this day, Father God. We thank you for every person, young person, Father God, that's standing in truth, Father God, today, Father God, that your light will shine through them, Father God. And the troubled soul, Father God, we stand in the gap, Father God, that they will be awakened to you, Father God. Father God, we're asking you to cover those who were injured in the shooting on this day, Father God. Let your love prevail over there. The governmental center system, Father God, let your love prevail there, Father God. Thank you for wisdom that is surrounding and going to even the White House, Father God. And every political system, Father God, that we've even learned about tonight, Father God, for there's a political system in every genre here, Father God, on this earth, God, we ask that you continue to give us the wisdom to walk through the door and the favor even of those political systems, Father God, that we will be received, Father God, in the name of Jesus as our works are for the kingdom, God. We thank you for every prophet, Father God, that is on the line here today, Father God, that you Touch even their families, Father God, as we all stand in a gap for other people, God. You know even our situations, God. And we thank you for stepping in the gap and covering our situations, Father God. We thank you again for everybody on that prayer list that's been held up on the petition this whole week, last week, this month, this year, Father God. We're trusting you for a completeness through them, Father God. We're giving your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalms 57, 7 through 11. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake my soul. Awake harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all of the earth. Father, we thank you, God, that you have given us the ability to speak a thing, God, and it shall come to pass, God. We thank you for your power, your authority. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We command our day, Father God, to be fruitful, plentiful, filled with love, joy, and peace, Father God, because we trust in you, God. We thank you, Father God, for favor, God, that the enemy will not triumph over your people, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you will bless us and surround us with favor like a shield, God. And we thank you, Father God, that your covenant is a covenant of peace and a covenant of prosperity and blessing. We thank you, God, that we will fear no evil, God, for thou art with us, Father. We thank you, Father God, that your word, your spirit, they comfort us, God. And we thank you, Father God, that our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, God. For we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are doers of God and blessed in our deeds, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are overcomers, and Father God, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Let us speak, Father God, the very things that we desire to have, God. And we thank you, Father God, for the peace of our children, for they are taught of the Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for favor, because God's favor will cause men to give, Father God, the resources that we need to accomplish our assignment, Father. We thank you, Father God, that favor causes policies and rules and regulations and laws to be changed and reversed, Father God, to the advantage of your people, Father God. We thank you, God, that God's favor will cause us to be established in a prosperous business, Father. And we thank you, God, that this is the year of the Lord of favor. This is the year of favor, and this is the set time for favor, God. And Father God, we thank you that favor will be manifested in our lives, God. We thank you in advance, God. We thank you, Father God, because we're growing in stature, we're growing in wisdom, and increasing in favor. Father God, favor is being multiply to your people right now, God. And we thank you, Father God, that the favor of the Lord will open up doors to our assignment that no man can shut. And we thank you, God, that you surround us, Father God, with a shield of protection, Father. And we thank you, God, that everyone assigned to our destiny, God, Father God, will show us favor. And Father, we receive favor from the Lord, from the Most High God. Now we thank you that you are Jehovah God, and that, Father God, you are the God of, that heals and delivers and sets free, God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, God. We thank you, Father God, that a merry heart, God, is medicine to our bones, God. And we thank you, Father God, that great is the peace, again, of our children, God. They are taught of the Lord, God. We thank you, Father God, that every word flows to every organ of our body, bringing healing and health to our lives, Father. And we thank you, Father God, that you have given us for poverty, you have given us wealth, for sickness, you have given us health. We thank you, God, that it's been given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto our bosom, God. We thank you for the wealth transfer, God. We thank you, Father God, that we will sow bountifully, and God, we will give bountifully, God, and we will reap bountifully, God. We thank you, God, that we are a cheerful giver, Father God.
We thank you, God, that all grace will abound, Father God, towards us having sufficiency in all things, God. Father, we pray for those, Father God, that lost their loved ones today, the children, Father. We weep for the children, God, and we pray, Father God, that you will heal and bring peace to the families and to the community, God. We pray, Father God, for our government, God, and we pray, Father God, that our government, Father God, will be righteous, Father God. Think righteousness, God, and think in a way, Father God, that will begin to, Father God, benefit the people as a whole, God, at large, God. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us thou shalt condemn. And Father God, what looks like evil, God, will turn around for our good. We thank you that you're shaking the nation, God. You're causing people to pray, God. You're causing us to humble ourselves and to come before the throne of grace, God, before the throne of God, and pray, God. Pray for our loved ones, God. Pray for our cities, God. Pray for our churches. Pray for our leaders, God. Pray for our children, God. We thank you, Father God, that where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, that it shall be done, Father God, that we can come into the power of agreement, God. And Father God, because we believe and because we trust in your word, God, it shall be so, God. It is already written. It is already established. By faith, we pray this evening, God. By faith, we consider it done, God. By faith, God, we believe that every believer on this line, whatever their petition in you for, God, that it is already done, God. We thank you for the manifestation, God. Give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, Father God, how to walk out our prophetic words, God, and how, Father God, to become the word in the flesh, God. We thank you, Father God, because more and more, God, every day we become more and more like you, God, created in your image, God, for we are, Father God, the gods in the earth. We are your representatives. We are the ambassadors, God. Father God, we are, Father God, the reason, Father God, that sinners can come unto you because of our testimony, God, and how we live our lives. We thank you, Father God, that you begin to bring us into a place, Father God, of accountability, God. Stabilize us, God. Equalize us, God. Balance us and bring symmetry into our lives henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you, God, that you give power to the faint. And to them that have no might, you even now increase their strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that as we bask in Abosheta, in your presence, as we bask on your altar, even now, God, that you're renewing our strength. You're renewing our strength, and you're restoring our joy. You're causing a mounting up, oh God. You're causing a freshness and a newness of strength. We thank you, God, for renewing our strength and restoring our joy. We thank you, God, that you lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You lead us beside the still waters, Asha, and you are restoring our souls. We thank you, God. We thank you for the glory of God that's revealed even now, that's being revealed even in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for the glory. We thank you for the power of God that even manifests in our experience. We thank you, Lord God, for debt cancellation. We thank you for healing, everyone on this call, every family that's represented. Father God, we speak healing. We release your anointing for healing even now. And the spirit of infirmity is being driven out. Even as we pray, for the blood of Jesus prevails. Alabasheta, the blood of Abosheta, the blood of Jesus prevails. Akaraboshe, and touches everyone from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching circulation issues. Lord God, inflammation in the joints. You're touching sciatic nerves. You're touching heart condition. You're touching migraines. Ashikorambroseta. You're touching stress illnesses, Lord God. Trauma, Lord God, you're healing it even now. Broken heart, you're mending even now. Oh, God, depression will have no place. Bipolar disease has to flee even now. The blood of Osheta, the blood of Jesus prevails. Lord God, the blood of Jesus prevail against strife and debate. The blood of Jesus prevail against schisms in the body. The blood of Jesus prevails, Lord God, against disobedience. The blood of Jesus prevails against every spirit of debauchery and witchcraft. We plead the blood of Jesus, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, 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 through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Lord God, we thank you for your anointing to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. Lord God, the spirit of terrorism, we pull it down. The spirit of abuse, we pull it down. The spirit of violence, we're pulling it down in the name of Jesus. And the spirit, Lord God, of trafficking, we pull it down in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against child trafficking, adult trafficking, men trafficking, women trafficking, imprisonment, Lord God, unlawful, imprisoning for profit. We take dominion over it. My God, Lord, set your people free that they may worship you. Set your people free that they may give you the glory. God, you promise to break the band of wickedness and to that we will be free from oppression. And we loose your people from every oppressive system in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus and we decree victory and breakthrough. Father, and we lift up our Archbishop. We lift up our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We lift up our first family. Father God, as we lift them up, God, you cover our families. As we bless them, you're blessing our families. And we bless them, oh God, and we strengthen them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, cover them. Cover the children as they're in school. Cover and protect them from discrimination and oppressive learning environments, God. Let them thrive, oh God, and come into their fullest realization and their fullest potential. We decree it so in the name of Jesus. We rebuke knockers and blockers and those that will come to thwart their progress. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Prophet Olivia.
Amen and amen. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. at the same number, 515-604-9266. And then at 12 noon, we have a Pop Life conference call where the prophets would be having a conversation about prophecology that's fastly approaching. You'll have a question and answer. And then at 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan as he teach the people of God. And at midnight, come right back and join us here at the Midnight Cry Call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and the company of prophets. Now, if you're in the tri-state area in New York, on Sunday, you can, and if you're looking for a church home, you can come, you're invited to come to Zoe Ministries at 310 Riverside Drive. That's at 103rd Street between West End and Riverside Drive. And service start at 11 a.m., and then they have one at 4 p.m. If you enjoy this call as much as I do, it's been a blessing to you, then you can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's text to give at 646-762-0433. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastorjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborah.com. And we have Prophecology coming up February 23rd to the 26th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. The registration is closed, but you still can attend with a seat of 2,500.
and you have full access to the workshops. You cover your own hotel and food. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen and amen. And if you want to be sure to experience the full benefit of experiencing the conference in July, you want to be a member of the Book of the Month Club. Go ahead at this time and so with the moderators and set up your Book of the Month pledge so you can be prepared for July. That way your hotel and your food and full access to the conference would be accessible unto you, as well as receiving a Book of the Month scribed by our very own Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, the Master Prophet. Amen. Our Archbishop has written nearly 3,000 books. I tell you, if you know anyone that has written as many books as our Archbishop, he needs to be covering you. Amen. And you might feel a calling into the prophetic, a drawing into the prophetic. Amen. Could it be that what you are seeking is seeking you? Find out at the Poem Seekers Calls Tuesday night, Friday night at 9 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m., and dial this number, 641-715-3631. The passcode is 533-404. Again, 641-715-3631. And the passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign. People of God, lay your gifts on the altar. Amen. If you know that God has answered your prayer, God has given you the breakthrough and the release that you have been seeking, sow a seed of gratitude. Lay your gifts on the altar at 646-762-0433. Amen. Company of Prophets, once again, Pastor Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, the wife of our Archbishop, appreciates your service. Archbishop appreciates your service, and I appreciate your service. Thank you all for your serve. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for strengthening the hands of our leading lady as she continues to stand with our Archbishop as they continue to globalize the prophetic. You have an awesome rest of the day. God bless you, partners and friends. Good night.